I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This is the Unapologetically Black Podcast.
Understanding that your blackness is part of your greatness.
Blackness just comes from being me, and that's it.
Men are allowed to do whatever the fuck they want to do. They can be cheaters, they can be liars, but women are expected to be righteous.
So if you're someone who, in a concert, you're going to say the N-word, in my opinion, at home you're going to say it as well. In friendship, there's someone who deposits and there's someone who withdraws. You don't want to be the friend that's keep depositing and the person that keeps withdrawing.
Poor people don't have time for depression.
I'm so tired.
Banning abortions doesn't actually reduce abortion.
But actually, if my mental health is not okay, I can't help you in any capacity.
I mean, my entire life I've lived under the gaze of my parents.
Fuck that shit.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Unapologetically Black Podcast. Roshan and I are here, very excited because it is Valentine's Day month, or the month in which we have Valentine's Day.
I thought you were just excited to record with me.
Always, but I record with you every week, sometimes twice a week. So I think this is extra special because, you know, with it being the Valentine's month, I'm sure you have lots of exciting stories, dating stories. I'm going to live vicariously through you because I don't get to date anymore.
I don't really have any dating stories, you know. Although this year, the year of 2024, I have decided to be dating more intentionally.
Okay.
Actually, no, I'm lying. I have got a few dating. I have got a few dating stories. But before we get into that, yeah, something I wanted to bring up, which actually, funnily enough, is to do with dating. And I was thinking about the idea of being ghosted, yeah? And I was like, I don't think I've ever been ghosted before, but there's two times where I felt like I was ghosted. So okay. Once was the story I told you before on the podcast about the guy who actually was missing. Do you remember? He went missing and I went to his house and all this.
Yes, I do remember that story. You've told it before.
And then the other is a guy that I met. When did I meet him? I met him this last year in July. And we met at an event. We started talking like nonstop. I went to see him. We had like a nice date day. I thought this guy is good vibes, good whatever. And then, not whatever as in sex. I mean, it doesn't even matter, but yeah, good whatever. And then he went on holiday and like I literally helped him pack his suitcase. Like, I was like, wow, we've gone from strangers okay. to wifey in a week.
Wifey vibes, yeah.
Packing his suitcase, doing all the little kitty things. I was like, yeah, all the vibes. And then he went on holiday. We spoke for a few days and then just didn't hear from him.
Okay.
And then it was on my mind and I thought, when he comes back from his trip, I'll call him because maybe he's lost his phone or maybe like, I was just given like, maybe he just think I don't really know this girl. Let me just be on a holiday, whatever. I thought, cool. October came and he just randomly crossed on my mind and I thought, let me check this guy is alive. Like, what's going on? And then I messaged him and I deleted it because I was like, why am I even messaging someone when he was basically a stranger when we stopped speaking. Anyway, fast forward to today, February, I get a message. Hi, let me get my phone. Oh, it's on my other phone. It's here. Let me get the receipts. I get a message. And the message says,
hey, big head.
No, but I get that a lot. It used to be quite triggering because my head's not big. It's in proportion with my body, okay? Hey, is this Charlie? Obviously, Charlie is my second name.
Yeah.
I said, hiya, yeah. He said, it's been so long. How are you? I don't know if you know who I am, but we spoke for a bit months ago and I ended up going away and then going to prison abroad. lol. I'm back now. Do you know who I am? And I'm just like, first of all, that is not how you do a reintroduction.
I was going to say, you guys were in the same, how about we met in X country and, you know, we spoke or we hung out or whatever it is for a couple of days. My name is so-and-so, like.
I'm just like, you led with prison? Not to say that he should be ashamed or anything like that. Like, I'm actually not judging him. I'm not even going to bother to ask him how he got into prison yet. But I'm just like, this is so random. But anyway, I was telling this story to say that that just cleared up another ghosting alibi that I had of feeling I was ghosted. And actually, the person was just a criminal.
I feel like you've had another prison story in here somewhere. And there is a consistent thread of men saying that the reason that they've not been able to contact you is because they had to go to jail for one reason or another.
Did I have a prison story? No.
You had a prison story before. I'm sure you did.
No, Leanne, this is not convict music, yeah? I'm not doing
maybe
prison
it's not
wife
you,
on TikTok.
But I feel like I've heard many stories from girlfriends recently who have said, hey, I couldn't meet up with you or I haven't spoken to you in a while because I was actually in jail.
Maybe. There is a story that it could be. I don't think I shared it on the pod, though, but this was a guy that I used to talk to ages ago, and then we just started talking again. And then I realized whilst talking that he's actually talking to me whilst in prison. But he's actually out this month.
Oh, exciting times. I didn't actually know that story. That's a whole new story for me.
Yep, he's out this month. Shout out me. I love to attract the prisoners. Woo!
And as you said, there's nothing wrong with, you know, there are many reasons that people go to jail, particularly Black men, in light of institutional racism and all of that. But also, I feel like, as I said, based on the stories that I've heard from girlfriends, it might just be a pull. Like, it might just be like, this is an excuse that I'm going to use because I've actually just been out doing my own thing and I need a valid excuse to now jump back into this girl's life. Am I being too cynical?
I think that could be true for some. I don't know if anyone that knows me would think that that would be okay. Because you telling me is more of a reason why I wouldn't speak to you. I haven't got time for that. I'm not doing prison visits. I'm not writing you mail. I'm not coming to get patted down. No. I see this girl on TikTok and she's a prison wife, yeah? Shout out her. And she'll be like, on my way to meet my man in HMD High Down. What can you get ready? I bought him snacks. I got him his food. And I'm like, this is wild.
That's hilarious. I mean, no judgment again, but I personally am not cut out for prison. I've been I've visited them for work and it's just not my bag. I have no desire to ever get caught doing anything wrong that would result in me going to jail.
I grew up with a dad that was in and out of prison. And because of that, I've seen enough, okay? I don't want that experience for my children and I don't want that experience for adult me. So because of that, anyone that I meet, I make it very clear from the offset, if that's your vibe, cute, but I am not part of your journey. And your wife is somewhere else, maybe in prison block 302, but it is not me. And that's okay.
Yeah, everybody has choices. Everybody has boundaries. Everybody has like, this is what I need from life. You're allowed to have non-negotiables.
On that note, yeah, do you think women of today, or like your friends that are a bit single, do you think their standards are too high for the current romantic climate that we're in?
I don't think anybody's standards or boundaries have to make sense to anybody except you. Like, and so if I have, I think my only parameter around that is as long as you're able to provide what you're asking for, then it shouldn't be a problem. Like, if I'm asking for a man with that makes six figures a year, I should be capable. I don't have to be making six figures a year, but I should be capable of making six figures a year or bring something to the table that is of equal value. So I can't expect my man to be bringing in six figures a year, paying all the bills, but I also want him to be my house husband at the same time.
Yeah.
You know? There needs to be balance.
This is the Unapologetically Black Podcast.
Hey everyone, sorry to interrupt, but we just wanted to say if you're enjoying this podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you hit the subscribe button.
Unapologetically Black.
Valentine's is coming. Where's my boyfriend?
Valentine's is coming. It is not far away. And I'm excited about Valentine's Day. And I'm not even a big Valentine's Day person. In my excitement, I did some digging and I have a fun fact to share with you and the rest of our listeners about Valentine's Day, which is a little bit of an American-centric one. But you know how we always celebrate Galentine's Day, right? Mm-hmm. Which is the day before Valentine's Day, yeah? Well, in America, Black culture is celebrated on Black Love Day. In 1993, a guy named Ayo Handy Kendi being hyphenated, he is the founder of the African American Holiday Association, which I did not know existed, and he created Black Love Day as an alternative to Valentine's Day for Black Americans, which I think is interesting because it made me think about whether or not the industry, media, etc., even caters to Valentine's Day in a way that meets like Black culture. How do you feel about Valentine's Day? Like, are there things that you specifically want on Valentine's Day? What's been your best Valentine's Day, the worst one?
I'm not really a Valentine's Day honey. Like, whether I'm single in a relationship, it's not really a day that I care for in that way. I think if I'm in a relationship with someone and it's Valentine's Day and they've chose to spend it with their boys or they've chose to spend it not with me, I would probably feel away. In fact, I would. Mm-hmm. I would. but I don't necessarily need something like outlandish and like boasty. Like, I don't really need that. But I do love being on Instagram and looking at other people's experiences when they've got the roses and when they've got these stuff. Because I'm a lover's girl. So I love love, but I don't think love has to, love for me isn't really shown in like gifts. Mm-hmm. And because Valentine's is normally centered around gift giving, as opposed to like on that individual that love language, it's a bit different. Like you don't really see people being like, oh, Valentine's Day, he wrote me this letter telling me how much he loved me. It's always like, he got me these flowers, he got me this chocolate. And like, those things are really fantastic. But like, I'm someone that's a bit more sentimental. So it has to, probably how I would perceive Valentine's Day for myself, if I was to create it for myself, wouldn't be in a way that like society deems it the best way to celebrate Valentine's Day. But you know, on the fun fact thing, do you think that's necessary to have like a separate day for Black love? Because when you were saying it, I was kind of like, one, I've never heard of it. But two, I'm not sure how necessarily I think it is to have a separate day for it. And that's as someone who religiously watches on YouTube the Black Love YouTube channel.
I love like, that show.
Religiously, I religiously watch it. Been watching it for years. But like, I don't think we need a whole nother day.
So here's the thing. I don't think we need a whole other day. And it would be nice if Black Love was celebrated on Valentine's Day, not only for us, but for us to be for our Black love to be represented in broader circles. I think if we're talking about like disrupting the stereotype of the angry Black woman, or that Black men and Black women are always at odds, or that you know, Black women and men don't get married anymore, and it's lots of like, you know, dysfunctional relationships and deadbeat dads and all of the stereotypes that go along with that, I think being able to have a concerted effort of showing Black love on a day that's populated by, you know, non-Black love would be much more impactful. And we talk about this in terms of Black History Month, which in the US and everywhere else in the world, it's also Black History Month, right? It's like, yes, we need Black History Month because there isn't a concerted effort to have Black history running throughout the rest of the year in mainstream spaces. And I'm glad that we have that. But I also want to see Black History Month and the things that we do in Black History Month replicated throughout every single month of the year.
Yeah. And that's what my thought was. My thing was actually, and maybe it's my echo chamber, maybe because of who I am and like the stuff we do and the fact that I'm black anyway, I naturally feel like I'm immersed into black love. I feel like I've got a lot of representation when it comes to black love. There can always be more, but I don't really feel like that's something that I'm limited with or by. But I do think actually it's about making more of an effort in like commercials. And that's something that in the UK I have seen a massive difference in. I've seen a massive difference in interracial couples in like adverts, or like black dads in adverts being a dad. I can't remember, there was a Christmas advert where someone done a really good job of it. It might have been John Lewis, but I can't remember.
I
find it, I'll put it in the caption, but in the description. But like, that's just more kind of what I feel like is more tangible or is more... has more longevity, but that might just be how I perceive days like this in general. It's kind of like Valentine's Day, and you know, some people will be like, why do I need one day to show my man or my girl that I love them? And it's like, that's not what we're saying. We're saying we're going to use this day to enhance the love. And you know, for some people who may be in like, I don't know if I'm being too deep here yet or too, this is the drag, but for some people who may be in, you know, unkind relationships, let's say, I feel like a day like Valentine's Day might be quite nice. It might be like a day off from whatever they're enduring. Do you get what I mean?
A breather. No, for sure. And you know what? I agree with you. Like, I like the idea that we don't need to have a specific day. And there are probably things that have happened to me that have been loving and romantic, whether from a friend or a partner, that haven't happened on Valentine's Day. But I think if you don't do something on Valentine's Day and we're together, then that might be an issue. Like,
are you going to ask Barry to be your Valentine's?
No, he actually has sorted out our Valentine's date already.
This is what we love, a man that's proactive.
Well, he's been in the doghouse recently, so he has to make up for it. But no, we're actually going to Florida and we're going to go out for dinner. So that's nice. Hopefully there will be some flaws in the story as well up in the mix.
I'm just gonna tweet him and say, make sure you have flowers on the 14th. Any particular flowers that you love?
You know what, I always tell people that I don't like flowers, but maybe just once it would be nice to get some. I don't think I've ever gotten like red roses from a romantic partner. My mom has always been my best Valentine's Day person, like, or my best Valentine. Like, she used to send me roses every single year. One year she sent me a big pink frog with a heart on it, so that I would have something to cuddle because she knew I was single and alone.
Shout out those parents, you know, that understand the vibes. You brought me into this world. You taught me what my idea of love is. So whilst I'm single on Valentine's Day, the day of love, I need you to shower me with gifts.
Okay. What is your best Valentine's Day gift? Like, what is the best Valentine's Day gift you've ever received? Whether it's from a boyfriend, friend, parent.
This is going to be a story time. Sit back and unwind.
Story time.
Woo! The trauma. Because it's the best and it's the best, but it's also the worst. Okay.
Okay.
So I feel like when I was with my ex, we had a really good understanding of each other's love languages. And it wasn't there straight away. Like, I didn't really understand that he needed words of affirmation. And eventually I learned that, blah, blah, blah. He initially thought I was someone that would want a lot of gifts, because typically a lot of women say that that's what they want. Whereas I'm more of like acts of service, blah, 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 blah. So we had Valentine's, and something we loved doing was going to like staycations and staying over. Yeah. But he... because Valentine's is obviously in February, we had been in a staycation at New Year's and at Christmas. So Christmas we did together, I did New Year's, and he was planning Valentine's. Okay. And the Valentine's space was really lovely. Like, it was in London and it had a view like from our room. So the whole room had like floor to ceiling windows. And I'm a massive, massive view person. Nice. So already I'm like, yep, sentimental, you understand me. And then he got me like some gifts, which I can't even remember that deeply because, as I said, I'm not really a gifts person. But then he got me a card, and the message in the card was like beautiful. Like, I loved it. I would say I still have the card now, but I definitely threw it away when I decided I'm gonna. So that was a really lovely Valentine's. It was nice because we spent time together. We was in a hotel, but we did like activities that like, we did like cooking together. We did baking, we did all these different things. It was like a hotel suite type thing. It just felt like nice, attentive, quality time. However, if you remember, I broke up with my ex because he cheated.
Yes, I do remember this.
Okay. So, when I found out he cheated, that was like a month after Valentine's.
Right.
And then the girl that he cheated on me with, did I ever tell you that she called me?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my gosh, she called me like, oh, hi, sis. Sorry about this. Do you want to meet me? I can put my kids in childcare and get a babysitter and I'll meet you to come and tell you everything you want to know. I said, what would I need to know? Anything you want to ask me, I'll tell you. I'll just put my in childcare. I said, save your childcare coins, please. You don't need to meet me to come and tell me about this man. And she's like, oh, it's okay because my family's supportive, so I can put them. I just said, what is this? What's wrong with this girl? Anyhow, she might have thought she was doing her part, but I feel like she was just trying to add the salt to the wound.
Gaslight me.
When she realized that I wasn't trying to have any sort of meet up with her, any sort of, I don't know what this is, this woman to woman objective is, but when she realized I wasn't entertaining it, she started telling me things on the phone before I politely just came off the phone. And as part of that conversation, she was like, oh, yeah, on Valentine's, who was talking to me throughout the day. I'm like, the Valentine's that I just had, that was good. Like, I couldn't understand it. And basically what she was saying was, every time he was outside smoking, he would FaceTime her.
Dude.
So that's why it's like the best and the worst, because it's like, I had a great time, but then in hindsight, I then learned that whilst I was with you, you also disrespected me, because that's not how my man should be acting. And that's why you're not, period.
I hate to say this, and I don't like to say it. I don't like to use like broad sweeping statements and say men are trash or hate men, they're all shit. But fuck me, man. Like, men make it really hard to not say that shit, because why? Why? You couldn't just not talk to her for the day and like separate you cheating from your partner time. I don't know, like.
But the girl's also equally as mad, because why are you aware that she's gone away for the weekend with me and you're still engaging in the conversation? Anyway, I just can't even comprehend that, because none of my friends would necessarily have been in that experience of me to have insight into that level of
how devious they can be.
Do you get what I mean? But when she was telling me, I was thinking, does she think she's putting him in the bad frame, or does she recognize it's also her? Like, how does she understand this dynamic? Yeah. Have you ever gone woman to woman before to someone? Have you ever called someone and said like, hey?
You know what's funny is recently, this happened very recently, like late last year, I would say. There was a guy that I was dating. He cheated on me. Same story, different day. And he had been cheating on me with this girl for a really long time. And out of the blue, I don't know what, you know, what was hitting her in her side or whatever, but she took it upon herself to reach out to one of my friends and be like, tell Leanne to call me. And
so is this person someone you already know of?
I knew that she was the other girl, let's call her that, but we've never met, we've never interacted, like we know of each other, but we've never had any face-to-face time. But this is like years later, like me and this man done stop talk. I'm clearly on, you know, engaged to be married at this point in time. And I just said to my friend, I was like, first of all, if she wants to talk to me, she can call me. And I don't call side chicks. Like, why would I call somebody who my man was cheating on me with? Like, what purpose is that going to help? Anyway. So no, I've never done woman to woman. But women have come to me. And actually, I have to say this. A lot of the women who have been the other person or side chicks or even just a one-off stooks that maybe exes have had interactions with or whatever while I was with them. All of the woman-to-woman interactions where a woman has come to me have actually resulted in me becoming friends with those women. Because all of those women have come to me and been like, Leanne, this is what happened. I don't know if you know, but I feel really bad about it. And, you know, I wanted to let you know because I respect you as an individual. I respect you as a woman. And I, I'm really remorseful of the fact that even though we weren't friends, I somehow had an impact or affected your relationship or whatever it is. And I always say, like, as long as you can own your shit, I actually have no issues. So there are quite a few girls that I'm friends with now, as a result of them coming to me and being like, this is what my role was in the situation and I'm really sorry about it.
Can I ask, yeah, and I need you to be honest. Was part of your developing a rapport with these women getting back at the person in question?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know that it's not like I became super close with the girls, you know.
You mean, like, just mean acquaintances, like online, or do you mean like we would go out for lunch?
It varies. So for instance, I've been cheated on a lot. So let me just...
Okay. It's a safe space.
For instance, one girl and I, if we're in the same space, we'll meet up and have lunch, but we don't keep in contact. There's another girl, for instance, who has been on Instagram Live with us as part of our work because professionally we connected, right?
Right.
There's another girl who I genuinely became friends with her. Like, me and her are properly, I rate her. She's one of my good girlfriends. She's an amazing woman. And it just so happened that she fell in love with a man that had another woman and, you know, got caught up. But she did the right thing because she came to me afterwards and, you know, said our case and we worked through it. And she was really remorseful and apologetic, as I would be if I cheated on some, if I was the side chick in another, you know, situation, in somebody else's situation.
Because I've only gone to a girl once, yeah. And I say girl because we was really young. It was like 19, like 18. I just turned 18. And when I went, in hindsight now, I didn't go to, like, I don't know what my objective was, basically. Like, I didn't go to cause disruption and distress in his life. But I went because I felt like that was just the right thing to do. I went because I felt like everyone needs to be an understanding of what's going on. But it backfired and I got made out to be this crazy girl. The guy put his sister on the call, yeah, and he was like to the sister, tell her she's bad. So imagine the sister's on the call, and let's say the other girl was called Sabrina. He's saying to his sister, let's say the sister's Leanne, tell Sabrina Rashan is mad and she's obsessed with me. Tell Sabrina she stalks me. Tell Sabrina. And I'm on the phone thinking, me and Leanne went to school together. Like, me and Leanne, she's younger than me in school, but like, I looked out for her before I knew that was her brother. Like, we've had a separate, our own individual relationship. I'm like, baby, why are you now the op? And it was so crazy because it was like, I was trying to do the right thing and I got made out to be the big bad wolf bully and this crazy, like, I mean, like, seriously crazy tapped person. And after that, I said, never again. If I'm ever in that position, I'll never let them know, because it was just mortifying. Like, how do I defend to a stranger that I am not mad?
Yeah.
But I've just called you to tell you that we're both dating the same person.
Do you know what's funny? I think now that you've said it, I actually do remember trying to go to another woman. So there was this guy that I was madly in love with. I mean, probably my first love of my life kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've had many love of my lives, but this was the first one. And I was very young and he was older. He was actually my brother's friend, which is how I met him. And he had a girlfriend and got caught up in a relationship on and off. Like, basically when he would break up with his girlfriend, he and I would be on. And I'm sure there was overlap at the time. Whether or not I knew it is kind of irrelevant. Fast forward several years later, when I am doing kidney surgery with my mom, and this friend of the girl in question, the girlfriend, comes to the apartment because she's friends with my brother and we're all hanging out or whatever. And I say to her, you know, I'd really love to talk to Barbara. Let's call her Barbara. It's like, I'd really love to talk to Barbara to, you know, express my side of the story and really just apologize and whatever, whatever. So she goes to talk to Barbara and Barbara's like, this happened 10 years ago and I don't know why you think I even think of you anymore. And I was like, shame. Let me just go dig myself a hole and crawl in it.
Leanne, because you thought you was doing the right thing, isn't it? And you've held that guilt for so long.
But she was right. It did happen a long time ago. I was a teenager at this point in time. I was in my late 20s, mid-20s by the time I tried to reach out to her. Like, I was really doing it more for myself and to make myself feel better than for her benefit. Like, she had already done, moved on. And I'm sure I was one of many girls that she got cheated on with. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And maybe not even the most significant. So, yeah. But yeah, I was brought down my shame tree for sure. Moving outside of the realm of romantic relationships, because I just mentioned, I think that my mom was by far my most consistent and in many cases, my best Valentine. But I've also spent Valentine's Day as a single person. And actually, pouring love on yourself is one of my favorite things to do, whether you're in a relationship or not. Like, I think it's perfectly fine to love on yourself on Valentine's Day. Is that something you're going to do this year? Or do you have plans around, like, have you spent Valentine's Day alone before?
I feel like I'm alone a lot. I feel like I'm alone a lot of Valentine's. Like, marry me, sprinkle. But I feel like I seek a lot of value in alone time anyway, as you know. As it currently stands, I don't anticipate being alone on Valentine's. So when Valentine's passes, let's revisit that and see. But even if I was alone, I wouldn't necessarily be upset about it. But here's the thing, yeah, because I'm kind of being a hypocrite in this sense. I started the conversation saying I'm not really a Valentine's person, whether inside a relationship or out. And that is absolutely true. But I do think if I'm dating you or if I'm getting to know you, the day needs to be acknowledged.
Okay, fair.
In a way that I maybe wouldn't even require it from you if it was in a relationship.
Interesting. Okay.
It shows to me that you're actually being intentional about where we're heading. Like, we're not in a relationship yet. Cool. But this is meant to be a day where you acknowledge your love for somebody. So this is your time where I feel like you should do it for me. And I don't necessarily mean you've got to go on a pedestal in a little soapbox and start telling people, hey, Rashan, I love. Like, it's not all about that. But just a little message, just a little date, just a little, you know, a little bit of acknowledgement, I think would be cute. But for myself, what I have done with one of my close friends, Tash, we got going like a date to like a nice restaurant.
Oh, that's nice.
But I mean, we done it 1 year. And then the second year we did it, but we didn't do it till the end of the year. We did it in like Christmas. And then this year, February is busy for both of us. So we're now doing it in March.
Okay.
But that was meant to be our, like, thing to do. And we kind of made it a pact, like, whether we're single or in a relationship, whether we're married, that's something we're always going to continuously do. Like, just take ourselves out onto a nice restaurant and celebrate Valentine's together. Because I think, you know, it's a day of love, it's a day of reflection. And I don't think it is exhaustive to romantic relationships. I think it can extend outside of that. Like, I would love, yeah, like, I have lots of dreams, yeah. I don't know if you're like this, but when I have lots of money, like, I have so many dreams and things I plan to do for my friends and people I love when I've got just like racks and racks and racks and racks of money. And like, I would love to be able to, like, every Valentine send my friends like a hamper.
Okay.
Whether in a relationship or not, of appreciation, like things that I know are sentimental to them, things that I know that are sentimental to like our friendship. And just a way of saying, like, thank you and, like, I appreciate you. Because I don't really think that, like, birthdays are enough time in a year to show appreciation to, like, your friends who really hold you down. Because a year is really 12 months. And in 12 months, you've gone for a lap.
Just one time.
So I don't think one day is enough. I'd like to be able to do that. But I don't have the current funds or resources right now to execute that idea.
Well, you know what? As it happens, you might... check your postbox today at some point in time. You know.
Well then, that would be lovely. Not me being single and getting gifts.
Do you know what? We had an event last year where we went to House of Very Berry and we baked cakes. We didn't bake cakes, I'm lying. We decorated cakes with a group of other Black women, amazing Black women. And It was actually one of the best Valentine's Day days I've ever had. Like, it was so nice. And, you know, when you walk into a room of women that you technically don't know, it's always a little bit awkward. But there was such a show of love in the room. Everybody was enjoying themselves. I don't think we had one conversation about any man. It was literally just each person getting to know each other, laughing at how badly I decorated my cake. And it was just a lovely day of sisterhood. I think we should definitely try to do more of those, like in your own girlfriend groups, just how to celebrate the woman that you love in your life. Like, I think it's just such a beautiful thing to do. And I don't think we do it very, as you said, we don't do it often enough. Like, birthdays are not sufficient.
What is your like best Valentine so far?
Good question.
Do you have one? Or maybe not best. I feel like when we say best, it's hard, yeah, because it excludes and others groups of people. So maybe, like, what's your most standout? So it might even be not to do with the person. I mean, maybe on the day you saw five people get proposed to, but that's happened to your Valentine's. Like, what's your standout Valentine's Day experience?
I think my Valentine's Day, best Valentine's Day experience, or the one that stands out to me, like, right now, is I took myself on a date. You know, I love my solo dates. So I took myself to the spa, one of my favorite spas in London, which is called Air. So I walked around, took myself shopping, bought myself something nice, and then took myself to dinner to a tapas restaurant, which I also absolutely love. Tapas is one of my favorite things because you get to try different things at the same time. And I drank a fair bit of wine. And I went home and fell asleep watching a movie. It was just like date night with myself. I think that's probably...
Was this actually on February the 14th?
It was that week. If it wasn't the Valentine's Day, it was like the week of, and it was in celebration of Valentine's Day. I was like, I'm going to treat myself too.
So can I ask you, during that time, because I think this is the struggle that some people may have with taking that approach, Not to say that they shouldn't, because we all should. But you know when you're in that environment of like a restaurant and there's lots of people around you and they're all in relationships, how did you feel? How did you navigate that? Because I've only ever been out on Valentine's once when it wasn't romantic. Mm-hmm. And that was with my mum. So my mum, this might have been last year, my mum, my stepdad and like my house family basically on that side, we all went to a restaurant and had food. And that was really, really nice. And there was like loads and loads and loads of couples around us. And we were just the only family there. And I think because we was a family, I found a lot of beauty and solitude in that, because I was like, how nice is it that on Valentine's Day, we've all chosen to spend it together. We didn't choose to be by ourselves. We didn't choose to be like me and my brother could have easily been like, we would just babysit at home. But actually we found the importance and the significance of us leaving the house and doing that together. But I think had I been there by myself, I would have probably maybe like been in my head a bit like,
Do you know, I can't say that it's ever, I guess I'm so used to going out alone. And it's funny, I was saying to somebody else that even now that I'm married, I still crave that alone time. Like, my alone time is not a substitute for filling myself up because I'm missing something or because I really want a boyfriend, but since I don't have a boyfriend, like, I'm gonna take
date myself. Yeah,
I want that time all the time. Like, Barry is around now, and I took myself to the beach yesterday, took the day off work, and I just went to the beach by myself because I genuinely love spending time alone, and so as do you. And so I think when you're doing it because it's what you want to do rather than not having another option, I think it makes a huge difference. And that goes back to that whole idea of being intentional, right? Like, you are intentionally loving yourself, not waiting on somebody else to, not loving yourself because you're waiting on somebody else to love you.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, actually. And just something else on that to pick up off it, because obviously I know you're someone who, prior to getting married, would like go on solo trips, solo dates, solo, you're here for it, black power. But Have you ever, and it might not necessarily be with Barry per se, but have you ever been in a situation romantically where you've, like, it's come up in conversation naturally that you like to do solo things, yeah? And it's kind of been like, why? Why don't you do it by yourself? Why would you want to do it with me? Have you ever had that sort of thing?
I mean, it's come up with Barry. Barry thinks it's weird as fuck. Like, he's like, are you going to look man? Like, I don't understand why, mm-hmm. why do you need to spend time by yourself? And I've had to say to him, like, this is how I've been, not most of my life, but a good portion of my life. Yeah. I think most people think it's weird. I had an ex who thought it was perfectly fine. But of course, that was maybe because it gave him opportunities to cheat on me even to more cheat. Than he did.
I'm so sorry. I'm not laughing at the trauma. We've been through it. We're married now. It's okay. Sorry. Because as you were saying, I was like, actually, I think the men that would be okay.
Yeah.
The like ones that will use it to their advantage. Do the same, but with a babes next to them.
Yeah.
And they just happen to bump into Brittany at the cinema. Yeah.
The light bulb went off in my head as I was saying it. I didn't even think about it at the time. But yeah, no, everybody that I've ever dated, Barry included, thinks that it's weird, bar one person, as we've established. So, but I'm okay with that. Like, I think maybe even men should be more intentional about spending time with themselves. Like, so many men that I know spend their time away from their partners with other people. Whether they're cheating, whether they're with their boys, whether they're, you know, hanging out with work colleagues, whatever it is, like, spend some time alone with yourself and, like, sit in your own head for a little while and just relax, read a book, do whatever it is. Like, those things, and you'll see from the book that I sent you. I got your book.
Spoiler.
that everybody needs time alone. Everybody needs rest. Everybody needs space to, like, mm-hmm. figure themselves out. And I don't think men do that often enough. I don't know any men that just spend time by themselves intentionally, to be honest.
I'm not going to lie. I have the only guy I know. It's timely, but I'll save the timely for after the podcast. The only guy I know who is like that is someone that I've known since I was like 16. And he would regularly go to hotels and book himself in just to be by himself.
Good man.
And just to chill and just to unwind. And I remember just thinking at the time, like, I remember one time I called him and he was there. And when I called him, I was like, oh, you're at the hotel. Oh, okay. Can I come? And he was like, yeah, come. And I kind of did it in a way to be like, what is this guy really doing in the hotel every time he goes? Because I was like, obviously I was younger then, so my understanding of like doing things solo and by yourself, especially in like a hotel, which was very much like you go to a hotel with a guy, I just couldn't understand it. But now I'm older, I'm like, I get it, because that's something that I would, if I didn't live alone now and I wasn't particular of my house in terms of like not everyone comes here anyway, that's probably something that I would find a lot of solace in doing. And actually something I did a lot in lockdown, always being in like hotels or staycations and stuff.
Go to the movies, go to church, do whatever fills you up. And I think getting out of this idea that Valentine's Day has to be a romantic thing and more so about just a filling of space with love, I think is a really important shift in the way in which we approach our relationship with ourselves, but also our relationship with others. One of my favorite books of all time is this book called All About Love by Bell Hooks. And it literally covers how Black people as a community love, how we love as individuals, whether it's platonic, spiritual, relationships, familial, like every single type of love she covers. And she talks about the importance of us always acting from that space of love and knowing what true love looks like by setting our own boundaries and perspectives and not conflating it with, you know, whether we're talking about violence, someone who hits you, whether parent or or partner is not showing you love, and that love is actually something that you actively have to show and work on every single day. So yeah, tell you people that you love them, but show them that you love them. And I think the more that we start doing that across the board, is the better off we'll all be as individuals.
And guys, if you want any tips on how to spend Valentine's when you're by yourself, then check out our TikTok, because we will have tips on there for you.
100%. I will review my date with Barry as well.
Thank you so much for listening to the Unapologetically Black podcast, brought to you by the Dope Black Woman CIC.
If you like this episode, please tweet us, DM us, or even message us at Dope Black Woman across all socials.
Unapologetically Black.